Welcome to the Tips for Homeschool Science Show, where we're breaking down the lofty ideals of teaching science into building blocks you can use in your homeschool. I'm Paige Hudson, and for season 5 of this podcast, we're answering your questions about teaching science at home. Let's dig into this week's question. Should you teach one discipline per year or multiple? Biology, earth science, astronomy, chemistry, physics, and technology. Should you focus on one general subject during the year, or should you share a smattering of each? Like most things in homeschooling, the answer depends. There are benefits and downsides of each of these options, and today we're going to look at what those are. Let's dig into today's question. So in the classical education world, it's commonly recommended to take a mastery approach to teaching science by sharing about one discipline per year. Then you will cycle back and cover those subjects again at a deeper level in later years. When you teach one discipline, you focus on sharing topics that fall under a broad theme or area of science. So for instance, if you're teaching biology for the year, you would explore topics that have to do with animals, the human body, and plants. For a year with earth science, you would cover topics like weather, rocks, and space. For a year with chemistry, you would cover things like atoms and molecules, the periodic table, chemical reactions. And for a year with physics, you would cover forces, machines, and things related to technology. As you can imagine, there's plenty to dig into and fill a year's worth of study. When you focus on one area of science for a year, you can really get into the different aspects of that discipline. The students will gain a good bit of knowledge and be able to make connections between different sections of a subject. Another benefit of teaching one discipline per year is that you can move from the more concrete subjects of science to the more abstract. In other words, you can move from things that are easily observed, like the principles in biology or science and astronomy, to the less obvious principles of science, like those found in chemistry, physics, and in technology. This allows the students to gain a bit of maturity before they're needing to wrap their heads around concepts like atoms, bonding, forces, and electronics. But when you focus on one area of science for a year, it takes a while to get through the different subjects. If you spend a year on biology, 1 year on earth science, 1 year on chemistry, and 1 year on physics, you'll have 4 years between studying these subjects. That's not necessarily a bad thing. But if you plan on putting your students back into school at some point, it can create a bit of a problem. The other downside is that some students find focusing on just one subject all year long to be a bit dull. For an animal lover, it may be tedious to learn about chemistry for a full year. For a future engineer, learning about biology all year can be a bit mundane. So what about teaching multiple disciplines per year? These days, most schools take a spiral approach to teaching science by sharing multiple disciplines of science per year. In other words, you cover a bit of biology, earth science, and physical science all in 1 year. When you teach science this way, you share a bit about animals, the human body, or plants for the first third of the year. Then, for the second trimester, you share a bit about weather, our planet, and things out in space. Finally, for the last 12 weeks of the year, you share a bit about chemistry, physics, and technology. Again, there is plenty to dig into and fill a whole year's worth of study. When you share about science by touching on multiple subjects per year, you teach pieces of science as a whole. This makes it easier for students to see the connections between the different disciplines. So if they look at both earth science and biology in 1 year, they could see how weather can affect which type of animals you might find in a biome. So another benefit of sharing multiple subjects is that you're switching gears several times throughout the year. This means that your future engineer who doesn't love animals, biology is only a small part of his year of science. And if your animal lover gets bogged down by simple machines, it's okay because physics will pass quickly. When you share about science by touching on multiple subjects per year, the students don't always grasp all the topics. But when you share about science by touching on multiple subjects, the students don't always grasp all of the topics, and they can have to relearn some of the concepts taught in order to build upon them in following years. In other words, with the spiral approach, you blaze through the topics, and there's a chance that your students won't really have the time to internalize the knowledge. Another downside of the current method of teaching multiple disciplines is that it's hard to dig into subjects like chemistry, physics, and technology, as they're lumped together into physical science. Although these subjects are a large part of the current research and advancing knowledge, they're shared together as part of one trimester, and this can make it difficult to cover what you need to for these disciplines. So as you can see, there's benefits and downsides to both of these options for teaching science. In the end, what matters the most is that you actually share science with your kiddos. Whether you do that by focusing on one subject or by sharing multiple subjects in a year, they will finish their educational journey having covered the topics they need to cover, but they may have gone about it in different ways. So, when you decide whether you will teach one discipline for a full year or if you will teach multiple disciplines, you need to consider your goals for homeschooling, how long you plan on homeschooling, and what your students would prefer. I trust that by now you understand a bit more about the benefits and the downsides of teaching one discipline or multiple disciplines per year. To see a full transcript of this podcast, along with a few helpful links about teaching science at home, head over to elementalscience.com/blogs/podcasts/80. That's elementalscience.com/blogs/podcasts/this episode's number, which is 80. Next week, we're going to chat about the heart of science education. Until then, I hope you have a great week playing with science. This podcast is free for you to enjoy thanks to the products we offer at Elemental Science. Let us know what you thought about this episode by leaving a rating or review in iTunes or in the podcasting app you use to listen to the Tips for Homeschool Science show. We would love to connect with you beyond the earbuds. You can find us at Instagram at Elemental Science or drop us an email through the link on our website at elementalscience.com. And if you're looking for more help with homeschool science, we have loads of tips, books, and programs to support you as you teach science in your home. Visit elementalscience.com to learn more.